How could you wave to her? Violet hissed to her brother as they walked back down the hallway.
She seems like a nice lady, Klaus said, frowning. I know I've met her somewhere before.
Ballywat! Sunny shrieked, which undoubtedly meant, she's Count Olaf in disguise.
If you say so, Klaus said vaguely.
Oh, Klaus, Violet said miserably. Sunny and I wasted time arguing with Shirley when we should have been rescuing you. You've been hypnotized again, I know it.
Try to concentrate, Klaus. Try to remember what happened.
I broke my glasses, Klaus said slowly, and then we left the lumber mill.
I'm very tired, Veronica. Can I go to bed?
Violet, Violet said. My name is Violet, not Veronica.
I'm sorry, Klaus said. I'm just so tired.
Violet opened the door of the building, and the three orphans stepped out onto the depressing street of Paltryville. Violet and Sunny stopped and remembered when they had first reached the lumber mill after getting off the train and had seen the eye-shaped building. Their instincts had told them that the building was trouble, but the children had not listened to their instincts. They had listened to Mr. Poe.
"We'd better take him to the dormitory," Violet said to Sunny. "I don't know what else we can do with Klaus in this state. Then we should tell Sir what has happened. I hope he can help us."
"Gurry," Sunny agreed glumly. The sisters led their brother through the wooden gates of the mill and across the dirt-floored courtyard to the dormitory. It was almost supper time, and when the children walked inside, they could see the other employees sitting on their bunks and talking quietly among themselves.
"I see you're back," one of the workers said. "I'm surprised you can show your faces around here after what you did to Phil."
"Oh, come now," Phil said, and the orphans turned to see him lying down on his bunk with his leg in a cast. "Klaus didn't mean to do it, did you, Klaus?"
"Mean to do what?" Klaus asked quizzically,
a word which here means, because he didn't know that he caused the accident that hurt Phil's leg.
"Our brother is very tired," Violet said quickly. "How are you feeling, Phil?"
"Oh, perfectly fine," Phil said. "My leg hurts, but nothing else does. I'm really quite fortunate. But enough about me. There's a memo that was left for you. Foreman Flacatono said it was very important."
Phil handed Violet an envelope with the word Baudelaire's typed on the front, just like the typed note of welcome the children had found on their first day at the mill. Inside the envelope was a note, which read as follows.
"Memorandum. To the Baudelaire orphans. From Sir. Subject, today's accident. I have been informed that you caused an accident this morning at the mill that injured an employee and disrupted the day's work. Accidents are caused by bad workers, and bad workers are not tolerated at the Lucky Smills Lumber Mill. If you continue to cause accidents, I will be forced to fire you and send you to live elsewhere. I have located a nice young lady who lives in town who would be happy to adopt three young children. Her name is Shirley, and she works as a receptionist. If the three of you continue to be bad workers, I will place you under her care.